Remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Dozens of U.S. states are experiencing a dramatic surge of new COVID-19 infections. Current totals of infections in the U.S. now stand at more than 2.5 million people, with over 126,000 deaths. Many states have slowed or halted plans to reopen their economies to normal activity, including closing beaches and bars and canceling plans to resume indoor dining at restaurants. Across the Atlantic, authorities in Britain have reimposed a series of lockdowns in the central city of Leicester due to a resurgence of COVID-19 cases. Health Secretary Matt Hancock announced Monday that schools and all non-essential businesses will be shut down in the city of 350,000 this week. He urged people to avoid all non-essential travel in and out of the city. The lockdown of Leicester comes as Britain slowly begins to reopen its economy from the peak of its outbreak. In New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced her country will host next year's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit digitally. There were originally plans to physically host the 21-member bloc in Auckland. New Zealand has become an international success story in its response to the pandemic, imposing strict lockdowns at the outset that have resulted in fewer than 1,200 confirmed infections and 22 deaths out of 5 million citizens. The Trump administration is downplaying reports it knew Russia had paid the Taliban bounties to kill U.S. troops. The White House promising to brief Democrats on Tuesday after being accused of only sharing information with President Donald Trump's fellow Republicans. Officials said there was no consensus on the underlying intelligence among U.S. agencies. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday it was not appropriate for her to comment on national security legislation for the city as a meeting in Beijing to discuss the law is still ongoing. Lam was speaking at a weekly news conference shortly after local media reported that China's parliament had passed a contentious national security law for the city. Lam acknowledged there had been widespread public speculation and concern regarding the legislation, and she would comment once details were unveiled. The new law generally calls for the central government in Beijing to establish a national security office in Hong Kong. That office would confront subversion of state power, terrorism, separatism, and collusion with foreign forces. Scientists in China have identified a new strain of flu virus in pigs. The virus has the potential to infect humans and lead to a new pandemic. In a paper published in the U.S.-based journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the scientists say the new G4 strain was discovered during a surveillance program of pig farms and slaughterhouses across 10 provinces between 2011 and 2018. The new virus is a variation of the H1N1 swine flu virus that killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world in 2009. The scientists discovered the G4 virus has already infected workers at various farms and slaughterhouses throughout China. U.S. citizens are temporarily banned from traveling to Europe because of COVID-19. China and Brazil are also on the same list released by the European Union on Tuesday. EU diplomats say the list will be revised every 14 days. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan told Parliament Tuesday he has no doubt India is behind an attack on the stock exchange building in Karachi. Monday, four gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange, killing two guards and a policeman before security forces killed the attackers. India said on Monday it had nothing to do with the assault. Khan saying in his address to Parliament, his cabinet was aware of a possible attack and agencies were on high alert. An Iranian journalist whose online work helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017 has been sentenced to death for his actions. A judiciary spokesman announced Rohola Zam's sentence on Tuesday. Zam's website, Ahmad News, and a channel he created on the popular messaging app Telegram had informed people on the timing of the protests and published embarrassing information about Iranian officials. More on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
VOA1, all the hits.